Hey everybody, it's the 18th of May, 2021. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, the voice of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. We're over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org, which is where this podcast and all our others will be archived once we're done. And our magazine is over there, which is called Equity in Access. It's an online journal. It reads just like a magazine. It looks great. You'll love the articles in there. We're the only ones focusing on equity and access, 100% pre-K-12. So I think you'll really enjoy it if you take a minute to go over to ace-ed.org. Okay, so I hope you do. You're welcome to join with us. Everything we do over there is free. And I'm sucking on a cough drop, which is that odd little clicking noise that you may be hearing as I'm talking. All right. So anyway, I've been looking forward to the show all week. We're going to talk about interactive flatboards, okay, in classrooms, okay, and how they work to help kids but especially those kids with special needs. It's about how classroom technology, okay, evolves to meet the needs of our ever-changing school population to make sure that we cover every kid in this age of equity. It's just so darn important. And on that note, okay, I called our good friends over at Boxlight. They set me up with Barry Sunder, who's their central regional manager over at Boxlight, all right, who had actual personal experience in developing this, okay, with schools that he works with. So on that note, in that magnificent introduction, me with the clicking cough drop. Hello, Barry.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm fine, man. I'm sorry for the clicking cough drop sound.
Are you under the weather?
No. I just got a little bit of asthma. Okay, and it kicks up, and it kind of like back, you know, so it just helps my throat as I'm talking. But it stops the cough a little bit, you know what I mean?
I got you. Yep.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing. I'm fine, though. Thank you very much for asking. But I do like saying clicking cough drop sound, so I think I'm going to just stick with that. Okay, it cracks me up. Barry, where are you located, and what do you do with Boxlight? And you can tell people about Boxlight. It's a good way as any to start. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I live in Gannett, Pennsylvania. I'm about 30 miles east of Pittsburgh.
I'm from
Philly. I'm right between
the
city and
the better end of the state. I'm from Philadelphia, the better end of the state. What can I tell you? Home of the Eagles.
I like to visit.
Home of the Eagles, which some of the nicest people in the world are in the stands every week.
If you say so.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway,
you're right. I'm a central regional manager. I handle 10 states, and I actually handle Ontario as well. So I do a lot of traveling. Boxlight's been I've been with the company for 4.5 years now. I have an integrated background. I have a special ed background, but I got into the integration portion of it. I was selling Boxlight and Mimio before they merged. So
yeah,
I've got
sure.
experience there with the hardware and the software portion of it.
Right. Hold on. There's I'm
more
telling
clicking.
You, this is crazy. I apologize for that. Okay. All right. This is all good. All right. And I love you have a background in special ed, which I find very interesting. Okay. Did you teach special ed?
I do. I never was in a classroom. It all comes full circle. The Clillian Heights, where we have our panels, and that's really where that
yeah we're going to talk
that,
about it. Yeah, I know
case
about
study
it.
Came through.
Yep.
I actually did some volunteer work there in the summer during high school, kind of trying to figure out what I was going to do. And I worked a couple weeks in the summer there with the individuals. And that's when I decided to go into special ed. But I actually went into group home management. We brought individuals out of the, you know, institutions and in different areas, more facilitated, institutional facilitation individuals. We brought them into the communities. We bought houses, equipped them with everything that needed to be done to appease the state. And then my job was to staff them and train the staff and then, you know, work with the individuals, make sure they were safe and provided for. So that I never went into the classroom, but my wife was a special ed teacher who also also worked at Cleland Heights, and my sister is actually a teacher there now.
Yeah, I've got good news for you, and I know it's a I believe it's a Catholic institution. Am I correct? Cleland Heights.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I want you to know something. Just from what I know,
okay.
You're going to heaven.
Well, my wife might have a different opinion of that, but okay.
She may. But come back to me, and
it.
I'll help her along. Seriously, I mean, what you guys
okay.
It's amazing. And what we're talking about, folks, is the Cleland Heights. Jeez, what is wrong with me today? Hold on. I haven't had been coughing. I think it was just cough drop. Maybe that's what's doing it. Sorry about that, everybody. I don't know what's going on. Okay. What we're talking about is the Cleland Heights School for Exceptional Children, which is in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. All right? And it's run by the this is what I'm learning on the website here, the Apostles of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Okay? Kids, people who have their special needs from kindergarten up to 21 years of age, they all have an IEP. Okay, and the fact that you work there, I got to tell you, as a high school student, I got to tell you, Barry, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive to spend your time doing.
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just a really nice thing, and they're trying to teach all the folks that are there, you know, the basics, pre-K-12 stuff, and also independent living skills, which is so important for those folks. All right, it's just amazing, and. So you got this. I love this that you have the special ed background, and this is to me. This is often ignored. How important what you do, okay, with the interactive boards, the LED display boards, like the ProColor, okay, Ripbox Lite. I'll give a little plug there, okay. What you guys do, but how important that is in the teaching these days of special education. Okay, for those people who have special needs, because it brings about, you know, you heard me say at the beginning of the show, we are so interested in equity here and doing everything we can to make sure that everyone has access to a good education. And the fact that we're able to use the LED boards is so darn important. Just talk about that for a second. You'll do better than me. You're the sales guy. Do it.
Well,
now, why is that so important?
You know,
talk about it. I love it.
Well, yeah. Our kids, you know, I have a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old. Our kids are tech savvy, you know, with cell phones and tablets and you know, gaming devices. And, you know, in the past 15 years, we've brought that into the classroom. You know, we saw a lot of districts just buy iPads just to buy them with no idea of formal introduction with software and such. And we've helped that. We've helped bridge that gap with our software. But now you're putting a 65, 75-inch iPad in front of the students in the classroom. That, you know, it's like an iPad on steroids. It really is.
Yeah.
And the kids just go out. They love it. I mean, even the Zooming has brought a new level to it because now they're seeing individuals on the other side that are lifelike. I mean, they're, you know, the size with the panel and the speaking, and it's just a great, great solution for really any classroom. But we're seeing in the special needs environment that it's going up another level.
And what do you hear from the teachers, particularly in this case, special ed teachers? Let's stick on that.
Okay, well, I just think there's more focus. You know, we have individuals.
No pun intended.
Attention
deficit. You're right in two levels there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just, in the one individual that my sister talked about in the case study, his attention span was maybe 20, 50, 15 seconds. And the other thing that she really didn't talk about is he has seizures. And we found when he got in front of that board, his seizure, you know, the time between seizures was completely reduced. So he was up there just focusing on the board and his activity, and they just were amazed. Now, I'm not saying that's just bauxite. That's any, I think that, you know, that's any panel, but we saw some great results there. Just the heartwarming results for that.
And I see a couple of names here. Is your sister Marianne or Gwen?
My sister is Gwen. Yeah.
Gwen. Okay. Hi, Gwen. Thank you for doing what you do every day. Okay.
She couldn't join us. She had class, so I apologize for that.
Oh, no. Well, she's welcome here anytime we do another one, believe me. Because I'll tell you, I taught history, social studies, okay, in the junior high and high school. And that was enough to be a special ed teacher, okay, and have the patience to do what they do. To me, is just I don't know how they do it. It's just absolutely amazing. How did you put this together with Clelian?
Well,
how did it all work? You know, what were they doing at the beginning? You know, before this, what were they doing? Okay, and then you come in with this stuff, and it's great stuff from Boxlight. Okay, again, it's the ProColor. I'll say it, ProColor LED display board. Okay, talk about it, mm-hmm. And also, when did you put this together with them?
Well, I've had a long history with them. When I was an integrator,
right, obviously,
I was actually putting Boxlight projectors in years ago. But they're really, you know, they're very limited on technology there. We started putting in Mimio Teach Bars, if you're familiar with those. So that makes a whiteboard interactive with a pen. But it was tough for the kids because, you know, holding the pen and understanding the shadowing that's involved with a projector, even a short throw projector, it didn't click, Larry. It just never really worked. So technology at that point was just either communication boards that the individuals were using or looking at, you know, what was up on the screen. There really wasn't any collaboration, if you will. When the panels came out, I reached out to Dewey, who's the technology director there, and I said, "Hey, you got to see these. These are fantastic." So we rolled one in, and they were just, you know, blown away. A couple of teachers checked them out, and you know, through funding and grants and donations, you know, they were able to slowly equip. So it's been a 3-year process, and then just this spring, they finally got all the rooms equipped with the ProColors.
And Bear, what does it take to teach an educator how to use it?
Well, it's really not that difficult. Like I said, you know, we've become tech savvy too, right? Everybody has a smartphone.
Speak for yourself, young man. Yeah.
Well, okay. Well,
explain something. I can't even do a cough drop today. That's how bad I am today. So.
Yeah. I had a teacher say, I don't have a smartphone, but I don't have a dumb phone. But I thought that was cute. But
it is cute.
Yeah, it's just once they get the idea of the positioning of the icons and, you know, where everything is and how to open up different applications, it becomes very simple for them. And really, you know, the old line of, you know, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, 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 right? So that it takes a lot on their end to spend some time doing that.
And you know, there's another thing, and I said this earlier, that Clelian, the school we're talking, this wonderful place, okay, they're very interested in making sure their students, as they go on to life, have independent living skills, and that's been done for years. But living skills now, okay, in 2021, also need a computer, all right, to the high-tech world, okay?
Sure.
It's not 1980 anymore, as you probably realized, all right? And as they use more and more technology, okay, for folks who really need independent living skills, and I know every kid is different, but have they said anything about how this really helps people who need it understand high tech more than ever and using it in a classroom with what they're using at home makes sense? Talk about that.
Yeah, the independent living skill, you know, I don't know if you noticed this with cleanliness, but they actually have apartments on campus. So they have a workshop too. They actually make dog biscuits. But they do a lot of different contract work, mailing, things like that. So really the panels and the computers you talked about have touched every aspect of their life. And they're, you know, we're seeing a lot of group homes buying panels now as well. They're, like you said, they're bringing that technology to the home. And, you know, when the panel is an extension, when the panel is an extension of your computer, just think about that. You're sitting at your laptop and working. Now you can go up to the panel, touch everything, move everything around. It really has evolved. They have a transition to work program, and that's been a lot of the especially with the individuals with autism. There's a lot of computer work out there. They have an individual who works at, I believe, a car dealership, and he's in charge of logging in when the cars are taken out. So he sits at a computer and he's doing fantastic.
Oh man, I you know, the world is changing. And so much for the better, okay? And it's so great that we can include so many more people and give them a really good life, okay, and help them along. I mean, it's all special ed teachers. It ain't me. That's for darn sure. So how has as you've seen it, all right, how has, and again, with the display boards, how have they evolved, okay? You've been looking at this for a long time. And we always say state-of-the-art now. It is. I wonder what the next step will be, and maybe you can talk about that. Okay? But as you've seen them evolve, Barry, what have you seen?
It's like – it's a shame. It's like you're – well, you don't have a smartphone, but if you were an Apple guy, you would see a new Apple phone coming out every few months. So it's difficult for us to keep up with everything. When you're putting a 150-pound panel in a classroom, they're not interchangeable, you know. So the Android, which is the operating system, you know, it keeps getting better, keeps getting faster. So that's been the difficult, is keeping up with the Android. And everybody wants the newest thing, right? So But they really have evolved, and really, Larry, it's the software and the applications that we just have an awesome team that is always developing and always looking ahead. Collaboration was a big, hot topic about 5 years ago, and we're doing that just effortlessly now. The students can actually cast their devices, their iPads, their cell phones, their tablets up to the board. So now not only Joe and Mary can see what they're doing, now everybody can see what they're doing up on the board. And the teacher has control of that up at the board. She can annotate over top and said, okay, she got this wrong, but she got this one right. It's just fantastic. The things that we're seeing and what we're evolving into.
By the way, Clelian's a Catholic school that you just used as the example, Joe and Mary. Just so you know that. That made me giggle.
I didn't catch
that. Yeah, there you go. Okay. So Joe and Mary. Look, if it's approved by Joe and Mary, we know it's good. Okay, let's be honest here. Okay? That's pretty darn good. All right. You said before that you went over to the gentleman who handles the high-tech, the digital device at the school. All right? And you said you got to see this stuff. All right? What was new that made you jump over there? You must have seen something. And you're a special ed guy. You know this place, okay? And your job is good. You know you had good products all along, but something jumped. What was it?
I think it was our new software package. Just the ability for individuals to get up and move things around, annotate over documentation. Using the document cameras that they have, taking a book, a small book, put on a document camera, and then projecting it on the panel, and the individuals can now really see that in that large print. I think that was a showstopper there.
it's just amazing when they put this together and they saw the needs in classrooms. Period. Did Boxlight think about the special ed portion of this? And I think this is incredibly important. And also, I want to ask you, okay, for visually impaired children, okay, you know, how does that work? And I know that's not Clelian's work, but are you working with any of the visually impaired folks? Not blind children are, you know, not 100%, but there are many who are just somewhat visually impaired. Where are we on that?
Yeah. I'll give you another feel-good story. It's a school in Michigan, West Bloomfield. And there was a girl, and she had some visual impairments, and she was getting tired of sitting in the front of the classroom. You know, she was embarrassed. She didn't want to sit in the front row right in front of the board. So we had that with our casting app. We're also able to mirror. So they bought her a larger size iPad or some type of tablet. I don't want to, you know, keep going with Apple, but it was some larger tablet. And she sat in the back of the classroom where she was incredibly comfortable. And she could look at the tablet and now see everything that was going on at the panel. So that was a really good feeling, and to see the smile on her face, and I she got teary eyed. We all got teary eyed. She was so happy that she could be where she wanted to be instead of being forced to be in the front.
Exactly. You're not on a quote. I mean this. You're not on display anymore. For a kid, that is so hard. Okay, you know, you want to fit in as much as you can. It's just so hard. You used a term I didn't understand. Did you say casting app?
Yeah, so that any...
I don't know what that is.
Through the Wi-Fi network, the board has to be on the Wi-Fi or hardwired. But
sure.
You can...
Has to be on a network.
I don't want to get too technical, but... It's just the Wi-Fi app. And the devices are on the same network. So the app gives them permission to cache their device. So their device, the image of their device will go to the board. And we've actually got a little more specific with it with Windows and Mac, where you can actually have reverse touch control. So the teacher is not tethered to the board, to the panel anymore. She can walk around with her MacBook. She has full functionality of the panel, and then at the panel, she has full functionality of her MacBook as well, so that we have that reverse touch control. So, you know, we can cast multiple images up there, multiple devices up there at once, or just one device up there at once, and then audio too. So my daughter's she plays piano and flute, and we had some folks over, I obviously have a panel in my house, and I casted it up, and we watched one of her performances with the audio. So it's evolved. It really has evolved.
It really has. And Barry, let me ask you this, and you mentioned Canada. I do want to talk to you about that, but all of this and the craziest education year ever, i.e. with COVID and the pandemic, and I know it was different. You cover 10 states. I can only imagine the differences in the 10 states. But talk about what happened with all your work with Boxlight, with the panels, and COVID. Okay, how did it work in terms of hybrid education? Were they able to use it? Talk to me about that kind of stuff.
Okay. I'm used to being in front of customers with a panel and doing my demo, doing my thing.
Doing your thing.
So virtual. There was a lot of hiccups in the beginning. Certainly was a learning curve, but it worked out. And actually, using the casting app, the Unplugged app. We call it Unplugged, by the way. The Unplugged app. I used the casting for my demonstrations in my office. We're just using our software in a natural environment. We do have Mimio Connect, which is a hybrid learning. And then that is fantastic. So that's starting to really break some barriers. We're really happy with that. So that just keeps gaining traction.
With
Canada and really, Larry, what's happened is teachers or superintendents and principals have been like, you know what, we don't have to worry about bringing a panel in. Just show me what you got. So they're weeding things out. They're weeding companies out now.
Yeah.
So it's a good and bad thing. You know, I think I always say when a panel's like a puppy. You put it in front of somebody, they're going to keep it. You know, they're just going to fall in love with it.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that. The panel is like a puppy. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay, they just happen to work and they work great. They do everything right. Okay,
and they don't pee on the floor.
Some of them may poop on the floor later. Yeah, but we'll get over that. You know, okay.
Yeah.
That's actually a very funny line. Okay, with this, but that's a good line. I'm going to stick with that. Well, I love that, Barry. This is great. I got to tell you something. You know, I don't know if everybody understands how powerful these things are. Okay, I learn about it each time I do a show like this. You know, but you see it every day. And your folks, your friends, your family, okay, over at Clellian, okay, see it actually working. And you know something? They see it actually making a difference in people's lives. You know, and it's just something that really matters. And, you know, all those people who work behind the scenes to create these products, okay, the folks at Boxlight, as an example, the engineers who nobody will ever hear of or see, this is important stuff. And that collaboration that you folks do with education really makes a difference. So I congratulate you, sir. It's good to have you. I'm glad you're on board with them. You're doing good stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Larry.
Well, I mean it. It's really just the stories you told, that little girl in Michigan, et cetera. I mean, they're just – it's so important to get down to the nitty-gritty. We can, you know, talk about all the high-tech doodads and et cetera, but it matters when you get down to the little girl with the visual problem. That's where you see the difference. So good stuff, my friend. Keep up the good work. And as mentioned, you're going to heaven. You can stop now with everything else, you and the family. You're already there. Okay?
All right. Can't wait to tell my wife that.
Yeah, do me a favor. Mention my name. Mention my name.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And that, by the way, I'm still going to, the Joe and Mary thing was very funny. So we're going to go from that one.
I know.
But it was just, it was perfect. Okay. Okay. The best references you could think of. Okay. And so thank you, Bear. This was wonderful. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for your time. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, my pleasure indeed. Be good. Stay safe. Okay.
All right. Okay.
And give bye-bye. And give my regard. Let me be ecumenical here. Give my regard to the Steelers. All right, I'll be nice.
Okay. All right.
All right. That's all.
All I can say is the Penguins are in the playoffs. That's all I have to say.
They are. They are. And I wish them. I wish them. Let me wish them well. Let me wish them well. How's
okay.
That? Good all enough.
I appreciate
all
right. that. All
Thank
right.
you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Fair. Barry Sunder, everybody, who's the Central Regional Manager, good guy, for Boxlight Corporation. Okay, easy way, let me just help you. Go to mimeo.boxlight.com. And they have a Pro Color, which is what we were talking about, this LED display board. And if you just go to, just Google Mimeo Boxlight Clellian, Clellian Heights, you'll see the study we came up. I did put it up here on the description of the show. Thanks, Barr. This was great. All right. And we're going to archive over at ace-ed.org, our consortium for equity. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.